A cooperative approach to fish and wildlife management. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. The head of an Alaska Native organization says last month's historic agreement with federal fish and wildlife regulators will ensure there'll be enough king salmon for subsistence users on the Kuskokwim River now and in the future.
I'm really excited to work formally with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission to make sure that our people have enough to eat.
Mike Williams chairs the Intertribal Fish Commission, and he told a local radio news reporter that the agreement formalizes the role Native groups will play in co-managing Kuskokwim kings along with the federal agencies. Many observers, like Wilson Justin, say it's a long overdue change that'll improve fish and wildlife management and level the playing field to help subsistence hunters and fishermen compete against those from outside the region who can afford better equipment.
Those people who are directly dependent on the resources generally cannot compete in any way, shape, or form with people who have the resources, tools, and means to access game.
Justin's a tribal elder from the village of Nabesna who's been working for years to promote native fish and wildlife co-management. He says indigenous peoples can offer generations of knowledge about their area and that co-managing the resources could help them argue for managing them more fairly.
The people who have the most money and the most resources win automatically, hands down, and the people who are dependent on the resources aren't even in the game.
That's one of the reasons hunting and fishing regulations generate so much controversy in Alaska and elsewhere around the far north. But native co-management offers opportunities for cooperation, says Jill Klein, the ex-executive director of the Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association. Klein cites native groups' voluntary ban on harvest of Yukon River king salmon observed over the past 2 years by both subsistence and commercial fishermen.
They've been working collaboratively as the king salmon runs have declined since the late 90s.
Klein says despite subsistence users' need to put food on the table, they've agreed to the moratorium to allow the king population to recover. With help from KYUK's Charles Enoch, I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.